the room. Discover your signature voice to master your leadership presence. Authors Amy Jen Sue and Muriel Maynon Wilkins. Open your arms for change. In today's organisations, the demands on managers are constant, and if you don't evolve with them, you'll fail to be effective. Yet we have seen many successful leaders wrongly assume they don't have to adapt. They presume that the skills and qualities that enabled previous achievements will ensure they thrive against any and all future challenges. But future success is rarely built on the same platform as one's past accomplishments. All leaders reach points in their careers when what is required is most effective changes. This means not just changes in the job description or the required tasks, but when those around them expect something dramatically different. At these moments, your technical skills, no matter how superior, will not be enough. You need to exude leadership presence as well. Leadership presence. Leadership presence is the ability to consistently and clearly articulate your value proposition while influencing and connecting with others. This book isn't just about improving your leadership presence on the surface, it's about taking it deeper and finding your signature voice, a unique leadership presence that is effective across a variety of situations and with diverse audiences. It takes a kind of presence to own the room. The myths of leadership presence. Without a solid understanding of leadership presence, myths prevail. Organisations lose bench strength, fail to build strong leaders, and miss out on opportunities to push to the next level. Consequently, individuals feel stuck, demoralised, and like counterfeits. Below are the three myths about leadership presence that misdirect leaders. These myths are most often perpetuated by their own organisations, and like most myths, are passed on to subsequent generations. Perhaps you've heard or uttered a few yourself. Myth 1. You are who you are. This is probably the most pernicious myth out there. Presence is something that you either have or you don't have. You are born with presence, you can't build it. But in reality, there are no exclusive rights to presence. Myth 2. One size fits all. This myth is the opposite of the first, but just as pernicious. Instead of resigning themselves to be who they are and giving up on the prospect of change, leaders try to alter their presence to emulate someone else. They believe they have to look and act a certain way to get promoted or rewarded. Those who try to mimic someone else stifle their own creativity and innovation and fail to build on their own strengths. Myth 3. If it isn't broke, don't fix it. This myth holds that if you've established your leadership presence, you'll sail through the transitions ahead. Once you've got it, it's yours to keep and there's no need to change it. But in reality, an effective leadership presence is dynamic. This book provides antidotes to these debilitating myths. Diagnosing your presence. Despite the tremendous success you might be achieving in your current role, there are times when the situation or circumstances change, and what it means to be most effective changes too. We've developed a diagnostic tool called the Presence Quadrants. Thousands of people use this tool to diagnose their presence and better understand what happens when they're not in their signature voice. The challenge all individuals face is to use both voices strategically and adaptively, to speak for yourself, your team and your function, and to know when to do the same for others, their teams and their functions. When you're in signature voice, you have a strong voice for self and a voice for others and know which to use when. But the reality is, when your role becomes bigger or you're under more stress, it's natural to seek out your comfort zone and lean more heavily on one quadrant than another. This is when your presence slides to one of the other quadrants, the supportive voice quadrant, the driving voice quadrant, and the passive voice quadrant. When your voice for self is stronger, your presence slides out of signature voice to driving voice. When your voice for others is stronger, your presence slides to supportive voice. How to get there? The ACE model, Assumptions, Communication and Energy, was created to help people remember the three drivers of presence. Together they are a system, and if any part of this system is out of whack, it will affect the others and cause a slide to one of the other three quadrants. When building your signature voice, you need to focus on the entire system, not just one aspect. Merits of the ACE model. The ACE model, the how of signature voice, not only provides clues to what is weakening your presence, but it can also give you an actionable way forward. The model helps leaders in the following ways. It helps leaders interpret feedback and take action. It helps leaders marry intent with impact. ACE gives leaders a way to realign the assumptions, communication strategies, and energy they need. It honours your strengths. ACE conditioning helps leaders get their personal best more often and more consistently. It emphasises the need to maintain the voice you're naturally skilled at while increasing your facility with the other. Baseline ACE. Everyone has a baseline ACE, the place they are starting from when they begin to condition themselves for signature voice. What works best is to do an initial assessment and then create a vision of where you want to be. Of course, not all of us have the time in our schedules to stop after every interaction we have at work. Keep your baseline in mind as you work on each of the three elements through the following parts so you can improve and add new skills to your toolbox or repertoire. You can create your own roadmap for building your signature voice. Assumptions. What you think and feel deeply influence your own experience and how other people experience you. Examining your beliefs and choosing where to focus your mental energy is a fundamental step in attaining signature voice. The key is to recognize the assumption you're making, what quadrant you slide to as a result, and how to reframe or reset the assumption so that you can get back to signature voice. Communication strategies. Now that you've thought through how to address and reset your assumptions for signature voice, it's time to work on your communication strategies by 1. Framing your message. 2. Understanding your audience. 3. Knowing what outcome you want. While listen more is a simple and important message, many people whose presence slides to driving force don't feel they need to listen. Energy. The energy you give off has incredible impact beyond how good you look or how crisp your presentation is. Instead of acting or copying what you think success looks like, physically condition yourself to find an authentic energy that connects with others. Lead with purpose. If there's something we've learned through our journey with signature voice, it's that no one is born with it. It's rather acquired through intentional practice. You have the chance to own the room. But remember that developing an effective presence and a signature voice is a lifelong commitment. Once you build it, you have to continue to work on maintaining it forever. While this can sound daunting, the conditioning for signature voice can be invigorating and fulfilling. It reminds us to be aware and to present to ourselves and others. But it's important to recognise that rather than being an end goal, signature voice is an evolution.